Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio. We have fun and a different free gift each week. Call us now at 1-516-418-5651. Get the goodies and join the show. Or email us anytime at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hear what last week's giftee has to say.
Hi, this is Sharon Black in Smith Center, Kansas. Take a break with Gene and Mary weekdays at noon Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com, Be Unique Radio. Be Unique is a magazine and also some other venues like coffee or tea and other things that you can discover on beunique.com or org. B-U-N-E-K-E. It's a variety of great stories written by writers who care about the world. Be sure and call in to the show. Take a break with Gene and Mary. Wants your phone calls. You will win prizes. Thank you.
And thank you, Sharon.
Yes,
and
thank
she's
you,
right. She's absolutely right. If you call us at, excuse me, Gene, tell the number.
Five,
I got to cough for a minute.
516. We're here, 516-418-5651. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Absolutely.
And you can email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. In fact, we had a couple of extra, somebody got extra entries in this week's drawing because we got extra emails. And you know, one was not a complaint, but a comment. She couldn't log in. She couldn't listen to us live. So we responded and hopefully solved her problem. And Barb, if you're listening, give us a call. We'd love to hear your voice. 516-418-5651. And Barb should recognize that 516 area code. That's up in Long Island where she used to live.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to make sure we cover our bases with the trivia so that people have an opportunity to call in.
Okay.
There's still time to get in on this week's drawing. I have everybody else's names already in. I'll write yours, cut it into the same size, and throw it into the box. But we actually had two trivia questions, and that was because I made an error. But the first question was, what is the capital of Australia? And actually, someone has guessed it correctly, so that someone gets it. And another extra opportunity to win. But this week's question was supposed to be, what is the biggest fish in the ocean? And we have
the largest fish, huh?
The largest fish. And I've got five hints. This fish feeds on plankton and travels large distances to find enough food to sustain its huge size and to reproduce. This biggest fish in the ocean is found in all the tropical oceans of the world. The white spotted colors, yeah, it's a tropical fish. And the white spotted colors on these gentle giants make it very easy to distinguish, and it's very popular with snorkelers and divers. And they aggregate off the coast of the shores of where they're you know, these people are. Like human fingerprints, these colors, these spots, are very unique. And because of this, individuals can be identified By taking photos and cataloging them, the World Wildlife Foundation has identified 458 different ones in the Philippines, just in the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And the adults are often found feeding at the surface, but they can dive down to 1,000 meters.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This is the largest fish in the ocean. And I'm going to give people time to mull that over for a little bit. Go check Google if you want to.
Yeah,
that's
Google.
The largest fish in the ocean. We don't care.
Totally allowed.
We want your interaction more than anything else. We have 10 minutes left in today's show. So you've got, I'll give you 5 minutes. To call in. Anybody who calls in after that will be entered into next week's drawing.
Yeah.
So today we're supposed to talk about cats and bats.
Cats and bats. Yeah. That's
yep.
fun.
That was.
I mean, I like cats and I like bats.
Well, tell me why.
Well, I mean, they're so cool. Anybody who knows cats knows how like specifically they have such great personalities. Whether they like you or not, you will
mm-hmm.
always know. Bats, on the other hand, I think people generally like cats. There are people that don't like cats, but generally speaking, I think they're pets. Well, then the bats now. My thought is that bats are actually very cool, very versatile, very loving, kind little mammals. Compared to the horrible, scary reputation they have for us. So, I mean, you think about it, they aren't near as bad as we think they are. And cats, are, you know, they're pets, but bats are wild. And, I mean, I guess my thing is I would rather have a pet bat than a pet cat, simply because of my
allergy. Really?
Yeah, I would. It would be so fun.
So you don't think that bats, you don't think bats have dander?
Well, I imagine they would, but I mean, it's bound to be a non-feline dander. That's what I'm allergic
mm-hmm.
to, the cat thing. I don't know. I've thought about that, having a pet bat, how fun it would be. People have parrots on a stand. Why wouldn't I have a bat on a stand, you know? I don't know. We'll see. I just have thought about that over the years.
Well, you could always put the bat out at night to catch mosquitoes for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, if you put up a bat house, you'll draw the bats to your yard and they will eat all your mosquitoes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I want to do that. I haven't done that yet.
Well, you know, it's not hard. I didn't do it at my home, my last home, because I found out that they need to have good hot sun. They want it to be like 90 degrees in the day, and that will make
really?
The bat come. That's what they said. And I couldn't, even if I put the bat house clear out on the curb, the trees in the back were so tall that they kept the sun from shining on it all day. So, but what a great idea. I mean, it's like natural pest control.
I like that idea.
Yeah. I always thought it'd be cool to have a little roost and have a pet one, you know. You could just give them some food or mice or whatever. I don't know. I mean, my first thought would be, of course, Bruce, you know, for Bruce Wayne, Batman, that sort of thing.
Oh, I didn't make that connection. Oh, that's funny. Brucey.
I know the cats I had, They had there was a boy and a girl, so we called one Tom and one Allie. We had Allie cat
Aww.
And Tom cat.
That's kind of cute.
You know, Tom looked a lot like that your kitty. I mean, he was
Kenny.
Big and but Kenny's looks almost the same like markings and colorings and stuff.
He's a sweet old cat. He's got what they call socks, skinny old cat syndrome. He's very skinny.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much he eats, he will never get bigger. When we got him, he mm-hmm. was about a year old, and he weighed 11 pounds. And he probably weighs about 9.5 or 10 now, but he's almost 18 years old. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know I've seen pictures of him on the internet where you've shown pictures how you're trying to work, and he decides he'd rather just lay on your keyboard.
Oh! Well, what he likes to do, my keyboard's an ergonomic keyboard, so it doesn't suit his aesthetics as well. So what he does is he lies right in front of the keyboard, in that little space between the keyboard and the edge of the desk. And that's just where he likes to be, with
sure.
his head resting on my hand. All right, so we're down to 5 minutes. So I'm shaking my little bucket of names.
Okay.
And oh, I guess we should give the answer to the trivia question before we actually draw a name, right?
Well, we probably should, because I mean it does have an answer, and I know the answer, so I couldn't really guess it before, but I can say it now.
You can say it now, buddy. Go for it.
The world's largest.
Oh, we have a caller.
Fish.
We have a caller.
Well, let's see if they know.
See if they want to guess. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I always get so excited when a new caller calls in. Hello, who's
That's
on
fun.
The phone?
This is Sharon Black.
Sharon,
hi, Sharon.
How are you? We're so glad you called. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well,
I'm calling in to.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm calling in to attempt the trivia question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The whale shark.
It is the whale shark.
That means
you get two. You get two entries in this week's drawing.
Okay.
It's so funny. I know Jean has been dying to say the name of that fish all week. So go for it, Jean. Say it anyway.
Well, it's awesome. I mean, the whale shark. Yeah, it's a cool fish.
It's as big as a whale, but it's really a fish.
Mm-hmm. And
all right,
the,
so
the
Sharon,
fish
I'm going to...
So cool.
Go ahead,
plankton.
Jean.
I was just saying, they don't go chomping on things. They just strain the plankton.
Yeah. Since Sharon is here, I'm going to let you do the drum roll, Jean, and Sharon tell me when to pull a name out.
All right. Ready? Drum roll now.
All right, Sharon, anytime
now.
You're ready, you tell me.
Oh.
Now. Okay. The name is Barb Marino.
Oh, great.
She had more entries in this time than ever, because she gets the other trivia question correct, which was, what is the capital of Australia? And would you believe I have forgotten the capital of Australia? Canberra, I think.
Canberra.
I can't believe I have forgotten. Is it Canberra?
That's okay.
Let me look. She got it right the other day, and I was like, oh, yeah, it is the capital of Canberra. And she made a comment, which seems unusual because the capital, the continent has a capital. But I will let Barb know that Sharon Black pulled her name out of the drawing. So
that's awesome. Thank you, Sharon.
You know what I'm
here's
you know
my
what I think I'm
meowing.
You got a kitty in the outfit. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she wants out bad. Wants out bad.
Of course,
well,
not when
she's
you
not
let the cat
meow
out.
Now, but she was.
No, they're like children. They only meow when you don't want them to, like 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's about the truth.
Cats are very... much like children, they do what they do, and you can't do anything about it. But, Sharon, I'm so delighted you took time. You had time to call us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to put an extra ticket in there for you next week because you called this week and you guessed correctly and you helped us with the drawing. So you're going to get three in for next time. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Jean, that takes us to the end of our show. And that means it's the end for this week, which is fine. We're going to see each other tomorrow, which is weird, you know, to actually see each other at Green Gables. We're both going to be at their Harvest Festival.
Fall Fest. Yeah, the Fall
and
Fest.
And you have, Jean, if you don't come by my booth, I will be very heartbroken because we actually, you know, we sell what we call whimsical wands.
Uh-huh.
And we also sell the magazine. We're there to answer questions more than anything else about our nonprofit. But we also sell handmade soaps and we sell guidance discs. I always want to call them manifest. They're guidance discs. And then we sell these. We have handmade. Everything we've got is handmade by a Be Unique volunteer or by a group. And this week, a group of us, there were five of us who got together, and we created these whimsical wands. And I was working on one, and when I finished with it, I held it up. Because we've named all of our wands have a name. Some of them are things like black magic for Halloween or, you know, the witch's wand or whatever. But some of them have people's names. And as soon as I held this one wand up, Jennifer said, "That one's Jean." She said, "You have to name that one Jean because it just made me think of him." So I will make sure that you get to see it if you don't, you know, before anybody else buys it. We'll be taking pictures of them tomorrow.
Excellent.
But it's really
I've never had a wand named for me before.
Well, this one is named the Jean.
I'm kind of excited, actually. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks,
You're
Mary.
Very welcome.
I'll come by and see it tomorrow. Tomorrow I get to do something, I think, a little more fun because usually I get to be in charge of things. And tomorrow I really get to just go be a helper to somebody and just have fun.
Oh, nice.
So,
Well, be awesome. Everybody can use help.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always a point when somebody says, "Hey, I could use an extra set of hands or whatever."
Yep.
So I want to invite all of our listeners, if you are in the Central Florida area at all, come to Melbourne tomorrow to the house known as Green Gables. It's on U.S. 1.
On U.S. 1.
You can't really miss
US
it.
U.S. 1.
Right next to Einstein Brothers Bagels. And this is not a paid advertisement, but we'd love to have Einstein Brothers sponsor our segment. But
the house is right on the river, just a few blocks from the causeway, the Melbourne Causeway. Just
a
few blocks up from there.
It's a beautiful place to be outdoors. Everybody's going to be practicing social distancing. People will be wearing their masks. Some will, some won't. But we will be outdoors, and it's a social event. But it's going to be a fun event. There will be opportunities good food, good place to buy gifts for any occasion. But you know, holiday seasons are right around the corner. Oh, and I just thought of a wand I need to make, so I have to do it. So I guess I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to take us out of here. What am I going to take us out of here with? I guess I'll take us out of here with this physics exit. See you all Monday. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Hey, Jean.
Yeah, Mary?
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
The sky's the limit. But since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Gene, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody